Hi, welcome back. My name is Kat Adams and this is Kat to the World. First, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing great with all that is going on. Stay safe, stay blessed always. Okay, sawa sawa. With that said, today I want to talk about lens. Okay, lens. Because I feel like people are doing way much to please the wrong people. Okay? You're doing way too much to please the wrong people. You're copying way too much to please the wrong people. And we are in that age where you're supposed to be working and make something out of yourself. Okay? Competition is healthy. But the wrong kind of competition is unhealthy. And that's why there are so many cases of suicide. There are so many cases of depression. And there's so many cases of anxiety. All because of wrong competition. You don't know your lane. Okay? So, for example, we go to the club. You and me, we're friends. We go to the club. Okay? And when we are at the club, I did set, let's say, like 10,000 aside to spend it in one night. So because you want to compete with me, yeah, I buy a bottle, you buy another one. We buy another one and another one. By the end of the night, I have spent the amount of money I wanted to. But you end up spending the amount of money you didn't want or you didn't even plan for, all in the name of competition, all in the name of peer pressure, all in the name of clout. So the next week, I am okay. I get back to my business. I do what I'm supposed to do simply because I had a plan. But you, that week, you suffer and maybe you're in debt and all that kind, all because of you didn't plan. You didn't think ahead. You didn't know your lane. You feel me? I hope you get what I'm saying, where I'm coming from. Competition is good. Competition is amazing. But the first person you're supposed to be competing with is yourself. Supposed to compete and make yourself better. Okay? And if you cannot afford to spend 10,000 in one night, work hard to be in a position to do it without affecting your day-to-day activity, without affecting your day-to-day life. Okay? It's supposed to be a challenge. Just because you're going out with your friends and they're spending way more than you can spend, it's supposed to motivate you in a positive way. Okay? Knowing your limit is something that will help you make something out of yourself. Planning. By competing just because of peer pressure, you will end up depressed. And depression leads to a lot of suicide cases. Okay? So you want to compete with someone that you don't even know their lane. You don't even know how much they're making. Just because you guys are friends doesn't mean, okay, and I repeat, doesn't mean you're supposed to compete in an unhealthy way. Okay, if I'm your friend and I open up a business, that's a good kind of a competition because I'm motivating you to step up and do something for yourself and maybe open your own business or do something to forge ahead. When you see a friend is buying a new car and that year you're not in a position to buy a new car, it's supposed to motivate you in a positive way, in a way that you put yourself in a time frame where that you would do it. Okay, it's supposed to motivate you in a positive way. Okay, look for positive motivations, positive competition, positive challenges. Okay, now just because you're seeing your friend buying shoes worth 10,000. And it's something that is current, it's in the market, everyone is buying it, and you're not in a position to afford it at that moment, don't kill yourself to buy that shoes. Okay, again, lens, okay, and I repeat and I keep repeating, lens, know your lane. And I feel like I understand lens so much simply because when you have other people depending on you, that's when you will understand lens. Okay, and that's something that I told myself, that I cannot compete with people who are taking care of themselves when I'm taking care of myself and my siblings and my family, you know, I cannot compete with you. We're not on the same lane. We're not on the same level. I'm forced to grow up and mature way faster than you. So I cannot be competing with you in that. So I know my lane. Okay? I know my lane. So when you know your lane, you're going to plan ahead. You're going to ask yourself questions before jumping into doing things to please other people. Okay, this is the first question I ask myself. Is it a must? Okay, is it a must? If I don't do it, how will it affect me? And if I do it, how will it affect me? So when you ask yourself those questions, it's going to help you see the bigger picture. Okay, you cannot be working for 30 days and blow the whole hard work in one single night in the name of peer pressure, in the name of pleasing other people. Okay, I read an article online from Major, you know, like Major, the musician, is that you need to focus on your family. You need to build your family. You need to build your home, because those are the people who are going to bury you. Okay, so if you're busy in Nairobi or wherever you are, and you're chasing fame, and people think that, you know, like you have the shit figured out. So when you die and we come and bury you, will you be okay knowing that I was life of the party, I was life of the nightclubs, I was partying and blowing cash, and yet in your family stead, in your home, it's fucked up, it's messed up, there's nothing there. Like, you know, like, you know, sometimes, like, think about when you die, okay? Where are you leaving behind for you and your family? What kind of name are you leaving behind? You know, when you die and all you did was just please other people, they will talk badly about you. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're gonna say that, yeah, you're clubbing every single night and yet hata kwenyu hakuna nyumba. I'm not gonna lie to you. It happens. You're dead and they're talking bad about you. So before you please other people, please yourself. Before you build other people, build yourself. Before you motivate other people, motivate yourself. It's not selfish to put yourself first. It's not selfish to want the best for yourself. It's not selfish to have your own back. Okay, so know your lane, know where you stand. But again, when I say know your lane, just know it. But just don't be comfortable there. Okay? You want to spend 10,000 a night? Then work hard and work smart to be able to spend that amount of money without affecting your day-to-day activities or without affecting your life. You want to buy a new car? Well and good. Okay? But don't buy it only to sell it after a month. That's all I'm saying. Know your lens. Motivate yourself. Push yourself to be in a position to do things without affecting your day-to-day activity, without affecting your normal life, without affecting yourself, without getting yourself in debt. That's all I'm saying. When you know your lane, it will push you and it will motivate you to get whatever you want that you don't have at that moment. So knowing your lane, that is something that will help you achieve every single thing you want. You know, some days I sit and I feel like, you know what, like I need a vacation. You know, like I just need to go somewhere and relax. But I tell myself, like, you know, I can't do that today. But I'm going to do it this time and this date. And it will be spectacular and amazing. Okay, so I'm going to work to make sure that happens without affecting my day-to-day activity, without affecting my life, without affecting my savings, without affecting what I want to achieve for myself and people who are counting on me. And at the same time, I can still have fun and make good memories. Okay? You know, when you do something with a plan, you will never look back and regret. When you do something with a plan, you're going to remember it, and it's going to motivate you to do even greater things. Because you're going to tell yourself, you know, like last year, this is what I did for myself. After working and achieved this and this, this is how I told myself, you know, like, good job, well done. So next year I'm going to up it. And the next year I'm going to up it. You know, That's what I'm saying. Like, know your lane. That is one thing that is going to help you achieve everything that you want. But if you keep focusing on the wrong kind of competition, on the wrong kind of motivation, on peer pressure competition, it's going to damage you. And that's why there are so many cases of depression. There are so many cases of suicide. People among our ages, you know, you do something and you get in debt, you know. And the problem with debts is, unless you're smart and you're committed, you're never going to get out of them. Today you'll ask me for money to pay person A. And then tomorrow, after paying person A, you're going to ask person A for money to pay me back. So it's like you're digging this hole to fill this hole. And when that hole is filled, you're digging it again to fill the other one. You're never going to get out of it. And how did you get into that disastrous situation in the first place? Because you didn't know your lane. Some of us, we know our lane, but we choose to ignore it. You push yourself and say, you know what, like, I'm going to do this today, and then I'm going to get money from here, and I'm going to pay, you know, like, you're going to make a weird spiral and a weird hole that you're going to dig yourself in that nobody can dig you out of it. You're supposed to know, like, this is what I'm doing, and it's not working, so step back. Take a minute. It is not bad to take a minute to reflect, to refresh, and then to start again. Okay? And I didn't know my other segment. It's okay not to be okay. It's completely okay. I've not been okay for a couple of months. Okay? I took a break, and now I'm back. Figured out some things. Okay? And I just want to help someone out there to understand this. Know your lane. And I promise you, you're going to do great things when you're competing with yourself. When you have a bigger picture of where you want to be, and every little thing that you have, like, maybe today I can afford to spend $1,000 on drinks. I'm going to work hard tomorrow so that I'm going to be okay and be able to spend $5,000. Then I work harder. Okay, to be in a position where I can buy a house, I can buy a car, I can spend $100,000 in the club, $100,000 on vacation, and it doesn't affect my day-to-day activity. That is growth. That is something positive. That is you being okay. That is you never being depressed. That is you even never having suicidal thoughts, because your life is flowing in the direction that you want. Okay, and that is my direction. So don't force yourself. And don't force yourself to flow in someone else's direction. Okay? You don't have the same plans. You don't have the same ideas. You don't have the same motivation. We are all different. Just the same way identical twins, they have different fingerprints. They look alike from top to bottom. Okay? You cannot be able to differentiate who is who, but they have different fingerprints. Okay, so we are all different. But one thing I'm going to tell you, you know, like, the same way the rain drops on my face is the same rain that will drop on your face. The only thing that will determine is, what are you doing with the time that you have? What are you doing with the energy that you have? If you want to use your energy to please other people, you're going to end up depressed. And you're going to complain that your friends are not there for you, blah, 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 blah. Man, be there for you first before anyone can be there for you. Talk yourself out of situations before anyone can talk you out of anything. When you walk in the room and you're not feeling the vibe, walk out of that room. When you're friends with people who you feel they are not motivating you in the way that you want to be motivated, or you're not even motivating them, don't have friendship that are meaningless. Don't. Always remember, your network is your network. That's all I'm saying. As I, like, know your lanes, okay, and pick the right people. And, you know, like, I went online and I saw this video from Kibe talking about friendship, you know. And it got me thinking, when you know your lane, You're gonna know the people who are gonna ride for you. And have people, have friends that you can talk to them and be honest with them. You know, like if I have a friend that I can tell them that, okay, hi, I know we wanna go out and do this, but this is all I have. And I cannot go, this is my limit. And when you have a friend who says like, okay, fine, cool, that's your limit, then this is my limit. So when we combine our limits, we can have a good time and you don't get affected and I don't get affected. Those are the people you're supposed to have in your life. But if you have friends that you cannot even talk to about and tell them that, you know what, I want to do this, but I can't. I cannot afford to do that. Okay? And they'll be like, it's okay. They don't pressure you. But when you keep things to yourself, you end up hurting yourself most. Just remember, when you do things to please Kat or someone else, the person who's going to be affected, that's you. When you do things because other people are doing it, at the end of the day, when you're sleeping, it's you and your demons fighting. Okay? Even if, like, you might just... I don't even know what to say anymore, but I feel like this is something that helped me figure out so many things in my life, and that whatever I was going through, knowing my lane, helped me understand, you know, helped me understand and always learn to say no and be okay with it. If my friends, they want me to go on a vacation that I cannot afford, I'm gonna tell them like, no, I'm not going because I have not planned. It is not on my list. I am not doing it because I have not planned for that. Okay? It's okay to say no. And you're going to go on social media and you're going to see them having a good time. And maybe it's going to make you feel down a little bit. But look back and talk yourself out of it and be like, you know what? I couldn't afford to do this today. But tomorrow I'm going to do something amazing for myself without affecting my day-to-day activity, without affecting my life, without getting into debts. You feel me? Alright, so that is something that I feel like I want to put out there. Know your lane. It's okay to say no. And if you're lucky enough to have understanding friends, then you're blessed. Okay? My name is Kat Adams and this is Kat to the World. Stay safe, stay blessed, stay humble, and know your lane. Peace. I'm out. Hey, what's up? This is your homegirl Kat Adams and this is Kat to the World. So I'm gonna try something crazy. You know what I mean by crazy? Let me see if I can rap. I'll maybe sing. Okay? It's gonna be funny and crazy, but here goes nothing. Everything I do it for you, mama. Every move I make it for you, mama. You love me more than anything in this world. You love me more than anyone in this world. You trust me, you believe in me. You are the only positive motivation that I got in this life, mama. My mama loves me, my mama loves me. My mama la 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 loves me. My mama loves me, my mama loves me. My mama la 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 loves me. Yeah, so I got her name tattooed on my hand, on my left hand, closer to my heart. Cause she is always there, right in my heart. This is the one person who believes in me. Mama, I love you. Mama, I need you. Mama, I do anything in this world for you. Mama, I love you. Mama, I need you. Mama, I'll do anything in this life for you. Everything I do in my life is for you. Every move I make in this life is for you. Because you're the only person that I got in this life. That never doubted, everything never tried, ma. If I wake up in the morning and I say I wanna be a singer, she'd be the biggest fan that I'll ever have in this world. I love you, mama. I need you, mama. And I'm gonna do everything to give you the whole world. It's a big world, but not big enough for you. Because I love you, mama.